You're listening to SBS News.
The busy ports of Northern Ireland have always played an essential role in trade between the United Kingdom and the European Union. But since Brexit, they've been at the centre of an argument because of the so-called Northern Ireland Protocol. As it stands, the protocol states that some goods must be checked before they enter Northern Ireland. That creates something of a customs border within the United Kingdom. The British government is proposing the introduction of a so-called Green Channel. The Green Channel would be for goods going between Britain and Northern Ireland. It's designed to ensure that goods staying in the United Kingdom are saved from unnecessary bureaucracy if they are not destined for the European Union. Britain's Foreign Secretary, Liz Truss, has bowed to pressure from government backbenchers in seeking to make these changes. She says the changes will ensure fairness for people in Northern Ireland.
The bill will put in place the necessary measures to lessen the burden on East-West trade and to ensure the people of Northern Ireland are able to access the same benefits as the people of Great Britain.
Checks will remain in place for goods travelling on to the European Union. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he would prefer negotiations with the European Union over this matter rather than unilateral action by the British government. The Democratic Unionist Party, which opposes a united Ireland, has cautiously welcomed the latest developments. In Parliament, party leader Geoffrey Donaldson agreed the current situation is unfair to Northern Ireland.
But the Foreign Secretary will know that it is actions that speak louder than words. And I welcome her commitment to such decisive action in this statement to the House.
But the European Union's response has not been so welcoming. They say any unilateral action to contradict the proposal is unacceptable. Victoria Hewson of the Institute of Economic Affairs says the EU has options at its disposal.
They do have certain rights to retaliate. They always have the right, of course, to simply terminate the free trade agreement between us, the TCA, or parts of it, or simply on notice.
Some British politicians say the protocol is endangering peace in Northern Ireland. Politicians there haven't been able to form a functioning government because the Democratic Unionist Party won't deal with Sinn Féin until there are changes. Ms Truss is adamant the new legislation would not breach international law. However, many British MPs are not convinced. They fear any move to more or less scrap a legally binding treaty could spark a trade war with Europe. That's a possibility Mr Johnson is keen to play down.
I don't think that is likely, but what we have to fix is the problems with the Northern Ireland political situation, where you can't get the executive up and running right now. In the past, we've done all sorts of things to fix that. We need to address the problems with the protocol. What that actually involves is getting rid of some relatively minor barriers to trade. And I think there are good, commonsensical, pragmatic solutions. We need to work with our EU friends to achieve it.
Full details of the legislation will be released in the coming weeks. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.